have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good evening and welcome to the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Yes, 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 it's Thursday and we are thankful. We give God all praise, glory, and honor, for God is worthy of it all. Let us have a word of prayer. Oh, Lord, how awesome thou art. How much would the blind give that they may see? How much more the lame that they may walk? But to me, all for free. Oh, Lord, how awesome thou art. Lord, we thank you for this awesome day. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you, Lord, for every living being on this earth that know you, have an opportunity to know you, dear God, that's excited to know you and don't even know if they want to know you. But God, as we go out and we share your gospel, as we go out and become witnesses, God, God, people's lives can change, and we believe that they will. So, Father, on today, we just want to say thank you for life, for health, for strength, for vision, oh, dear God. We thank you, oh, God, as we today's word and joy and insight and inspiration, Lord, that you have given us the airwaves to do so, and we thank you for that. We want to lift up every bereaved family, oh, God, especially the household of faith, that you would keep them, cover them, protect them, strengthen them, comfort them, God. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. Well, good evening, people. Thank you for checking us out on this day. If you're checking us out at a later date, today is February 1st. Today is National Freedom Day. Today is the day that we enter into Black History Month. And National Freedom Day falls on February the 1st as we gear up for all of the great messages we're going to receive this month, all of the great stories we're going to tell this month, and all of the things we're going to learn this month about who we are as an African-American people. So happy National Freedom Day to you. My name is Loretta Petit, and I'm so glad that you're with us on today. Whatever day you're checking us out, we're grateful. Thank you, thank you. I also want to give a shout-out to my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, who's behind the scenes, and she's making things happen for the entire Elation family. So I thank you, Ms. Kimmy Kim, and from my heart to yours, I send love and I send joy. And I pray that in the vastness of airwaves, travel, and spirituality that you would receive it. So on today, I want to talk about several things. I first of all want to talk about what day it is. Pardon me. February 1st is not just National Freedom Day, but it is also Optimist Day. Now, we know that an optimist is hard to knock them down. They will be optimistic no matter what. They will find that silver lining, they will find that one little light somewhere in all of the coverings of darkness. They'll find it. And hats off to the optimist today. And I like looking for that silver lining. Personally, I like looking for that silver lining. And the meanest of people, I like looking for that silver lining. The most challenging child, I want to look for that silver lining. Sometimes I find it, and sometimes it's just so well hidden, I can't. But I do look for it. I do put one foot in front of the other. I am what we call an optimist realist, if you can believe it, an optimist realist. I'm really practical about things. Like, I don't like having things all over the house that serve no purpose. I mean, I like certain little, you know, whatnots and whatever, but I can't have, like, too many of those, because if they really serve no purpose, unless it's my favorite thing, and you guys know my favorite things are stars. I love stars. So you may find stars anywhere in my house. They don't serve a purpose except to make me happy. But just to have all the different things that people have in their homes are just because I'm not knocking you. You do you. But for me, I'm a bit more practical. So, you know, you won't see a whole lot. Once upon a time, I had all these little teacups and little miniature dishes, and all that was cute, and I thought they were cute at that time. And they're still cute. They're cute. I like to see them when I go out. But my great aunt, she, at some point, she figured she had had them for so many years, she one day gave them to me. And I was, like, really excited that she passed these wonderful little dishes on to me. Unfortunately, I no longer have them. I guess that practical side of me started pushing things out of the way. But I kept those. I cherished those for so many years because she gave me hers. And I don't know how long she had hers, where she got them from. Could be a family heirloom, so to speak, that she was just passing down. And I kept them as long as I could. I think maybe one of the hurricanes knocked them out of my possession or something, all the moves we did, I don't know. And I still have the storage and maybe some of the remnants in there. But I'm more of a practical person. Halfway works. I'm ready to get rid of it because I don't like wasting stuff either. But it's like, if it's not serving the purpose, it's got to go. I have beautiful clothes. If they don't really fit, and I've given it a year to either lose the weight to get into it or say I was going to take it in, I was going to customize it. After that year, even if I let it stay that long, it's got to go. It's serving no purpose. So that's kind of, you know, my mindset when I say I'm an optimist realist. I know my levels were down. I hope you were able to hear me. When I say I'm an optimist realist, I say, well, this serves a purpose. So let's give it to somebody who maybe can find a purpose for it or what have you. But anyway, I give my thumbs up to optimists. We need you around. We really, really do. Today is also National Texas Day. So all of you from Texas, this is your day. Hope you did something really interesting with it. All right. It's National Dark Chocolate Day, which absolutely I love. So glad. I don't know if all cities or states have this. I don't think they do. But here in New Orleans, we have what we call the Gold Brick Candy. Easter time is coming, and we have the Gold Brick Candy, and they're already on the shelves in many of the Walgreens stores. But this year, I want to give a shout-out to the makers of the Gold Brick because they have what we call a dark Gold Brick. All right, a dark chocolate Gold Brick, and I love dark chocolate. So I was able to go and find one of those little babies, and I'm telling you, it was so good, dark chocolate Gold Brick. Because many tell dark chocolate as the healthier chocolate. I'm not really sure one way or another, but I know I like dark chocolate. Funny story. The way I think I really found out I like dark chocolate was when my great aunt, I lived with both of them, two sisters, when one of my great aunts used to get constipated, she would eat what they call an Exlac, which was a dark chocolate medicine. Well, as a little girl, I'm like, I like the way this tastes. So I took a little piece. I said, oh, that's good. I said, oh, we called it Tanti. I said, Tanti, can I have another piece? She said, you're going to have the, and I'm not going to say the word. You better not eat any more of that. But I said, it tastes so good to be medicine. I don't know if they still sell dark chocolate Exlac, but it was, they didn't call it dark chocolate. They just called it Exlac. It was chocolate and it was dark chocolate. It wasn't a milk chocolate. It wasn't a milk chocolate. It was a dark chocolate. And I loved it. So, of course, when I started finding dark chocolate candies, I said, well, let me taste that. And it brought me back to the times of that Exlac. And, of course, Exlac did its work, but it tasted so good going down. And that's how I first found out I liked it, dark chocolate. I was not a little girl. I was a big girl. You know, I was a girl nonetheless. So that's what it is. I want to give a shout-out to everybody celebrating a birthday today. Hello, 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 and happy birthday to you. I just closed out my month of January and had a wonderful time with other Januaries. We celebrate every year. We call ourselves the Garnet of Praise. Garnet, because garnet is our birthstone in the month of January. Garnet of Praise, because we are praisers of the Most High God. So that name was very befitting. I feel that I got that straight from the throne room. So we call ourselves the Januaries, but we're also known as the Garnets of Praise. So I want to give a shout out to everybody that was born in January, my month, spilling over to February to say, hey, guys, I hope January was wonderful for you, too. But to all of you celebrating in this month and especially today, happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating your wedding anniversary, your baptismal anniversary, your anniversary on the job, whatever your anniversary is, I want to say happy, happy anniversary to you. All right. And that's what I would call my preliminary. having said that, let's talk about scripture. Let's talk about what God loves. He loves the person that will believe in him. He said, blessed is the man who believes and have not seen. Come on, Doubting Thomas. He was saying, blessed is the man who don't have to see, but believe what I say. Yes, and we have lots of doubting Thomases. I used to be one. And maybe in some ways I still am, but I try not to be, because I know that God is, was, and forever shall be. I know that. Circumstances, challenges that are so heavy and strong want to make you second-guess yourself. You know, if we all are honest, we all would know that this is truth. Because if we were just that perfect in our faith all the time, continuously, all the time, God would probably take us up, because we wouldn't need to be here any longer, because we just so totally believe. But we're trying because we want to be right there with our master. That's what we all are living for, to live again. But I just want to say that there are times when we become weak. Many of the disciples became weak. They had to pray their way through. They had to pray their way through, and they were right there face to face with the man. So, yeah, we want to be able to trust God's promises, because God is a man and not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. So we must trust God's promises. And we have to remember that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper, and that every tongue that comes up against us, you know, accuses us in heaven shall be condemned. So in this particular version of the Bible, no weapon forged against you will prevail. You got to know that. That's God's word. And you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. So we want to be believers to trust God's word, to use God's word, to speak God's word. I heard a preacher say today, as I was watching him on the tube, he said, whenever you see preachers or whomever hyping their program stronger than they hype the word of God, you have to stop and wonder if this is a message that came from the throne room or a message that just came from somebody's intellect. And I'm paraphrasing that. But yes, we want to make sure that we always speak the word of God. And all the other things that God gives us on the side of his word, they are based in the word, so nothing's wrong with it. But we also want to make sure that we share what God has said, because God is not a man that God should lie, right? He is not the son of man that he should repent, through Jesus Christ, his son, who represents God fully, fully. He represents God fully. And we must, of course, keep that in mind. So the Lord said that if we do this, then he's going to do that. Trust that. God said, if you go here, then I will take you there. Trust that. Whatever the Lord has said, we must believe. Because how in the world can we live in such an evil day and not believe on the Lord and his word, his promises? This is a dark and dangerous world. We need the Lord on our side. And I want to dedicate today's podcast to the memory of an awesome woman of God that I once worked with in radio. She's also a native girl, and she's a performer. She sings very well for many of our weddings and our church events. And, you know, she sings for festivals here and whatever. She is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful entertainer to lift our spirits, to put smiles on our faces, sit back and enjoy a good meal, and she'll get up there and sing. Well, today the news came out that she has passed away. Since she was 59 years young, and it's a shocker because she had all this energy, always had a smile for people, and, you know, so to the memory of Gina Brown, of course, we want to dedicate today's podcast, and, of course, praying for her daughter and for her family, most especially, and then to those that she called friends. I want to, of course, pray for them, that God would keep them in strength and in comfort, and that they would have everything they need to take care of all of the necessaries concerning her funeral and her burial. So we just thank the Lord in advance for covering all that for the family and for the friends and the former coworkers like me that's really touched by this. The Lord wants us to know that he is faithful and that he will strengthen us and that he will protect us from that mean old nasty devil. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, it says, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Now, he's not just talking about the devil in spirit. He's talking about that devil in the flesh, too, because we say, oh, no, we have one enemy, and that's the devil in the spirit. Yes, we do, one enemy. But unfortunately, people with hardened hearts and people that don't acknowledge who God is, they allow the devil in, and that devil makes them do all kinds of mean things to people. I mean, all the shootings and, you know, all the husbands that were killed by wives and all the wives that were killed by husbands and the mothers that's murdering their children. That one true enemy is spirit. He is spirit. He was once in heaven with God. He was cast down. He is spirit. But when I tell you, when you can gird yourself up in the word and be strengthened, but you choose not to, then you're partly responsible for that devil getting in you doing all the crazy things because you refuse the word of God, because you refuse to be strengthened in his word, because you refuse to believe God. So saints of God and people that's hearing me, believe in God, trust God, take time to nurture your relationship with God, because if not, the devil can jump into you and make some crazy things happen. Now, as a believer, you can't be possessed by the devil, but you certainly can be strongly influenced by him. And if you have been weak, if your lamps have gone out and you don't have any more oil, trust me, that influence can look mighty good to you when you're angry with someone or when you're bitter after a situation. So you have to be girded up. That's why men should always pray. God didn't just put that in the Bible by accident. We must always pray. Talk to the Father and then meditate on his word. Let the Father speak to us, because if not, he knows that the enemy is going to and fro in the earth room seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to devour you, baby. And John 10:10 says that he comes to steal. He wants to steal what you've got. You've got that good relationship with God right now. Let it be ongoing. Don't walk away from God, because he's coming to steal. He's coming to kill, not to necessarily kill your mortal body. That too, though, but he's coming to steal that joy you have in the Lord. He's coming to steal the promises that God gave you that you no longer believe. He's coming to steal whatever it is he can take from you to render you weak, helpless, and useless. He's coming to steal, to kill, and after he's done all that, he's going to destroy you. He wants you to say, I don't have a reason for living, and pop some pills and die, or shoot yourself and die, or jump off a cliff somewhere. Listen, the enemy is stronger than you. He's been here since almost the beginning of time, all right, if not the beginning of time. He's been here. So the only way you can guard yourself against the devil jumping in you, making you pop off and do something stupid, is to gird yourself up with the word of God. He is everlasting. He loves you with an everlasting love. God wants you to grasp him. Hold on to him. Hold on to his word. Love on him. Trust him. Believe him. That's what God wants of us. That's his expectation. And as you witness, you get stronger still. As you tell somebody about the goodness of God in your life, you get stronger still. When I say, oh, this is what God did for me, this is how God brought me through this, this is what I was going through, and I was down to nothing, this is how God picked me up. And the more I do that, the stronger I become. The more you do that witnessing thing, yeah, the stronger you become. And that way we shut the devil out. We push him out. Not that we are, like, untouchable, but he can't penetrate. He can't influence us the way he did when we walked away and, you know, say, I'll get back to God when and when and when. And, of course, all kind of crazy things will happen in your life. As a believer, he's still going to pop off some things in our lives and make our lives, you know, a little bit miserable sometimes. But you got to remember, God is stronger still. And say, Lord, I'm tired of this devil beating up on me. I'm fighting, God. I'm fighting with everything I got. And then you may hear or you may remember the scripture. You may know that, hey, the battle is not yours. God is saying, he hates me, so therefore he hates you because you look like me. So God is going to come to the rescue, because the Bible tells us that God is a very present help in our time of trouble. are very present help. So when I encounter foolishness, that's what I always call it, demonic foolishness. When I encounter all of that, you know, I know to go right to my Father. I say, Lord, I know this is not your work. I know this is not your work. You will not have me stranded. You will not have me hurting. You will not have me lost. You know, you will not have me without. You will not have me doubled over in tears. I know this is not your work. So I give it to God. I say, Lord, this is too big for me. I surrender to you. Take care of this for me. And give me a testimony. I'll tell it. I will tell it, you know. And then I have to do a crazy laugh. I do when things happen to me. People say, oh, you have a nervous laugh. No, I don't have a nervous laugh. I have an intentional laugh. I laugh in the face of adversity. I laugh in the face of the devil because I already know I've talked to the Father. He's got me. I already know God is going to turn this thing around and work it for my good. So, yeah, I do have a little chuckle sometimes when crazy things happen, you know. I feel it. It's something to feel. But then, you know, you could cry about everything or you could just go ahead on and smile and say, Lord, I thank you in advance. I don't know how you're going to pull this together for me. I don't know how you're going to fix this. I don't know how, God, but that's not my job to know how. My job is just to lean in to depend on you and to know that you've got me. So, yes, we have a warfare before us. We are in spiritual warfare. And when 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 things start popping up in your life at one time, you can know you're under attack. You can know that, you know, because God is not the author of confusion. He's not going to have all these different things happening to you at one time. He's not the author of confusion. So if they start popping off in big numbers, you already know you're under attack. So now it's time for you to pray. Now it's time for you to supplicate. Now it's time for you to fast. Now it's time for you to trust like you never trusted before. That is the time that you're going to have to just lean and depend on your most holy and know that God may not come when you want him, but when he comes, honey, you're going to say, oh, Lord, you're right on time, because he's always an on-time God. So always believe God. You know, no matter if there's a 100 people saying, oh, you shouldn't do that, but you hear your spirit, God said, do it. Child, you better step out and do what God said to do. It's not going to always be a popular thing what God tells you to do. It wasn't popular. When God told his disciples to go and do this and to go do that, it wasn't popular. It wasn't popular when you read in the Bible how Jesus, you know, had them to go and get the multitude and have them to follow him. And when he gave the Sermon on the Mount or when he would preach from the boats, those things were not popular. They didn't know what Jesus was doing. They were so confused that Sanhedrin Council and all of those Sadducees and Pharisees, they were just so confused. They didn't know what Jesus was doing. So they just kept trying to follow him to see, okay, how can we trip him up? Because he's doing all kind of things, and we can't always trace him, but we're going to try. We don't know what he's doing, but he's doing these wonderful things for people, and he's making us look bad. So, yeah, they were after him. So it wasn't always popular. And the Lord is not looking for people who are looking for things that's popular. He's looking for people who would believe and trust him. The Lord is a spirit. Say, I go to prepare a place for you. I'm going to be your comforter. That's spirit. So he is spirit. God is spirit. And he's seeking those who's willing to worship him in spirit and in truth. So even as I sit here and share this with you, the devil's plotting on me. The devil's plotting on you. That's what he does. But what we do, our job is to pray and trust God. Our job is to supplicate and trust God. Our job is to fast and pray, to trust God. That's our job, okay? God's job is what he's going to do to take care of his people because he does that well. So just know that the whole journey of life, it's a struggle. It's a fight because the enemy doesn't want to see us with nothing good, nothing wholesome, lovely, and definitely not a good relationship with God. So keep that in mind, good people of the Most High God. If you'd like to reach out to me, correct me, challenge me, ask me, whatever the case may be. I'm up for it. Send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Love to hear you and to correspond with you. But having said that, I want to say this. Have yourself a wonderful Friday. We're coming up on Mardi Gras here in my city. We're coming up on some days off from school. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to my time off. maybe traveling, not sure. But that's what's happening in my neck of the woods. It seemed like something I'm missing, and I wanted to tell you. But, of course, this is Love Month. Be sure to show someone your love, express your love in a beautiful way, even especially if you're not close to them and you can't tell them every day what they mean to you. Be sure to reach out and be a blessing to them. One of the things I do as I get ready to leave, I always make my children my Valentine. Now I have two granddaughters, so I include them as well. I send candy. I send gifts. I send cards. I send money, whatever. I always say happy Valentine's Day to my children, to my grandchildren. They're the closest to me, and I always want them to know if they're going to set a special day to celebrate you, I'm going to jump on it, but I celebrate them every day. But I will not bypass the day that's set to celebrate your loved ones and not celebrate them the more. So this is Love Month. Love on somebody. It doesn't have to be the kind of husband and wife love. It could just be love, the kind of love the Lord wants us to have from brother to brother and sister to sister and everywhere in between. So God bless you. I keep you. Again, I'm Loretta Petit, and this is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. And until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you. This is indeed my prayer. Bye-bye.
Brothers and sisters in the street, I'm here to let you know I come in the name of the King. There is no other name I know whereby men who can be saved.
Good evening to our viewers of the newly launched podcast on Elations Radio, Jadasa Live. We have an upcoming event for girls between the ages of 13 and 19. It is Intro to Entrepreneurship and Mobile App Development.